Welcome, welcome, welcome to your Whistle Stop Week, deep in our bunker, safe from nuclear strikes. I'm your host, Mark Turner, and I'm delighted to be joined by four of my favourite trumped-up friends. Team Skipper and recent winner of the Presidential Fake News Oscars, Carrie Simerson.
That's me!
Joining Carrie, the owner of the smallest button. Perhaps why that's why he's so full of fire and fury. Andrew Dwyer.
Hey,
damn.
I'm sorry about you.
No.
Not as funny.
I was feeling bad for you. Now I don't. That's it.
On the other side of the table, we're delighted to welcome a newbie. Someone who begged us like a dog to be on the show. The sloppy Koba Hoban. And Koba teams up with our other regular captain, everyone's favourite shithole, Mark Bars.
Oh, yeah.
I think we need to stop now.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Tip your waitress.
As is tradition on the Whistle Stop Week, we start every show with team names. So, Carrie and Dwyer, you guys are paired up this week. What team name do you have for us?
Dumb.
And Dumber.
All righty, then. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to try and work out who is who. I guess you'll show us that during the show. And Bars and Koba. What do you guys have going on?
Red 5.
Red 5? Is that a Star Wars reference?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Let's jump into round one. Seems as a good place as any. What's the story where we take two more obscure... more obscure stories from the last couple of weeks and provide two terrible clues and ask our teams to determine the new story or, if they can't, come up with something funnier and better.
We only get two clues?
Did I say two?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to give you three this week. I'm going to give you an extra special third clue this week like I do every other episode.
Public service
announcement. I might be dumber, but I'm pretty sure we've gotten three clues in the past.
Public service announcement, kids. Don't drink while you're on the radio.
Dumb, dumber, and dumbest. Now, I'm hoping our regular listeners were jumping on that as well. Like, you got that wrong. Okay, so three clues, and we will go with dumb and dumber. Here is your first clue. That's tattoo bad. That's tattoo bad.
From the great 70s TV show, Tattoo.
Not called Tattoo. His name was Tattoo.
Yeah, right. Right, you're playing, boss.
Right, exactly. Okay. Such Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. That island, Trump blew it up because he pushed the button.
I think it was from one of the shithole countries.
Part of Hawaii? Wait, that's us.
He probably doesn't even realize that's here.
So we're done. We nailed it, right? Bonus points.
You know what? If it ends up being the right story, yes, you'll get all kinds of huge points. But I'll give you a second clue just to keep it interesting. Yakuza just kept your shirt on.
Yakuza
just kept your shirt on.
Got it.
Is there some leader?
Guys, be thinking. Red 5. Be thinking about it.
There's some leader somewhere named Yakuza, but I have no idea who that is. But it is an actual person.
Do you know what Yakuza is, Dwyer?
No.
He thinks it's a who.
Probably have helped enormously had you had that background knowledge, but...
See, I find background knowledge really holds me back.
Genius.
I have sloughed it off whenever possible.
You live in the moment.
Stifles. Yes,
as long as the news is right now.
In the now.
Yes.
Ladies
it's like
and
that
gentlemen.
Scene in Spaceballs. This is now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Trump's latest press secretary, Andrew Dwyer.
Very much. Golden time.
Third clue, because I'm assuming you might need it. Yeah,
probably, yes.
Holiday maybe. Snaps. Thailand, this guy in jail.
Oh.
What is Yakuza, Carrie?
Yakuza.
Yakuza. It's French rapper? For jacuzzi.
I thought it was how you say jacuzzi in the Northeast.
Yeah. It's freaking cold. We're going to go in the Yakuza.
Thailandese celebrity.
Yes.
Okay.
Who picked up his child's cell phone and got on Snapchat and pulled off his shirt.
I'm glad you
and
finished that sentence.
Snapped.
Yes.
All got on Snapchat and pulled
his
off.
Four daughters' friends.
I read about this.
Topless.
Yep.
Tattoo. I think it was a fake tattoo, though. It wasn't even real. Topless, fake tattoo snaps to all of his daughter's friends, and she's horrified. Like, she won't leave the house.
I think she dug a hole in
Thailand snow, and she's never coming out again.
Yeah. I saw it in an alt-weekly.
Yeah.
So you think that's correct, Wire?
I know it's correct.
Great. Do you want to just go ahead and recount for us what Carrie just said?
What she just said about the such fake a team tattoo. Effort.
I'm not sure a team name has ever been more accurate.
Amen to that, brother.
Okay, well, you will get points because that was a very good construction of a story that doesn't exist. So now we're going to flip it over to Red 5,
but
who
the truth.
Just chomping at the bit here.
Yes, because I'm Italian. I'm in the know. There's a special
mafioso.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yep. So there is a Japanese mafioso who was in Thailand hiding. He'd been on the run for better part of 40 years. Somebody took a picture of him with his shirt off, and they were able to identify him by his tattoos, and he was arrested.
And his Yakuza. Name was Yakuza?
And his name is Yakuza. Is the name of the mafia.
Yeah,
if I could point something out.
No, you can't.
When Mark absolutely killed us with that unbelievably boring story, which may be, quote, correct, it was absolutely boring and not funny. So he should lose. They should start with negative points.
If I need your opinion, I'll give it to you.
You always do. That was brutal. Dock them for forcing us to listen to that.
I shall dock them for the incredibly dull way in which Bars delivered that story. However, given that they got it right, that gives them a shit ton of points. Springing them into the lead. You're absolutely right, Red 5.
We're going to win.
Yes, congratulations. This is Dwight.
Congratulations on being boring. No one does it better.
Actually, you're giving out the award. Of course you do.
I think it's tradition that last year's winner gives out the award, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. Here she comes.
This is the story of Thai police arresting a Japanese crime boss who had been on the run, actually for 15 years.
Oh,
bars,
15,
not 40.
Sorry.
Duh.
He was 40 when he left.
After his elaborate tattoos.
They didn't even make tattoos 40 years ago.
When I'm just going to skip over that. Went viral on Facebook. Shigeharu Shira, 72 years old, a leading figure in one of Japan's notorious Yakuza mafia gangs, because Yakuza is
Jacuzzi.
Is the Japanese version of Bar's extended family.
Yep.
Was wanted by Japanese police for his alleged role in the gangland murder in 2003. He fled to Thailand, married a local woman, and melted into a seemingly obscure retirement before somebody unwittingly posted photographs of him playing a street-side checkers game with his distinctive gangland tattoos on display. A missing little finger, which reflected a tradition by Yakuza members of slicing off a fingertip in atonement for an offense, also provided a clue to his identity.
Okay, wait a minute, though.
Yes.
You can't use the word snap in 2018 and not mean Snapchat.
Yeah, you can.
That is what totally threw me off. This whole Facebook thing.
Yeah. Well, regardless,
no.
Would it matter? Because his image was captured digitally and it went viral.
But it was on Facebook and not Snapchat. See, we would have got the story
don't,
right.
Don't
you wave
your bloody birth certificate on my face because you're younger
than me. Social media terminology.
Actually, we're not the same age, aren't we? But you just look younger.
As
pictures you'll see on Twitter, we'll show.
She's younger.
Do you want your dorky Yakuza fact?
Oh, I'd love it.
The evening?
Love dorky facts.
So, there is actually big business in making faux fingertips in Japan, because if you have fingertips removed, you obviously are in Yakuza,
right.
And you can't go to all the good hotspots for golfing and be part of genteel society. So, they actually make faux fingertips for these guys.
Wow.
In order for them to go participate in
prosthetic fingertips.
Well, I have to say that's incredibly interesting because I am looking for a tip extension.
There's a website for that.
On your finger? I know. I'm not doing a good job because I'm so awful about showing it.
Okay, let's turn to Red 5, who are already miles ahead. Let's see if you can extend your lead even further.
I thought we were on the metric system.
Damn right.
Oh, kilometers ahead.
Are
very
you
good,
British?
Very good. Yes, I
okay.
am. Yes, I
just
am.
Just making sure.
Well, no, it's miles in England.
Oh.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
I don't know how else to say it. It is.
I'm gonna trust you on this.
Thank you.
I watch Grand Tour all the time. It's always kilometers.
Oh my gosh. It is miles. Trevor, where are you when I need you? Okay, your three clues start with basketball could have turned to basket brawl. My apologies, I have my R in the wrong place there. Basketball could have turned to basket brawl. My gosh, I did it twice.
I think
you
I
get the idea.
Basketball.
I want to know about basketball.
You get the idea.
Honestly.
Who writes these clues? Good God. Basket brawl.
Basket brawl. No idea.
If it was
Bluetooth.
Nope. Okay.
Basketball, it wouldn't be nearly
would
as boring.
Be crushing it.
Boobs.
Yeah.
Far from a dream team, wet or dry.
Oh, we almost had beer come out of Carrie's nose. That was awesome.
Koba can come back just simply because I think she might be the first panelist to ever laugh at my clues. I barely laugh at them when I'm writing them. This is the most agonizing part of preparing the show. Far from a dream team, wet or dry.
This still should be bras. If we're talking about wet dreams
no,
and
I got
bras.
No idea.
If you construct another story, assuming that Red 5 don't get it and you don't know it, and you come up with another story, then let's make sure bras are part of it. Third clue.
He's trying to read it to see if he gets it down.
I'm trying to remember how to enunciate it.
Okay, where does the R go?
What language is it?
I before E, except after C.
Jersey, how stupid you are. Jersey, how stupid you are. Like, item of clothing. Jersey, how stupid you are.
See, I thought it was...
I know what it is.
Yeah, whatever. No, you don't. You
just
big,
saying.
You're fibber. Dumbest. Or
Five
dumber.
Seconds.
He has, like, the worst duck call, doesn't he?
He totally does.
Over here!
What's the third one more time?
Jersey, how stupid you are. Jersey, how stupid you are. Yeah, that was really a stretch, but I was getting tired at this point.
Apparently. I've got a conference call to get on. I got to just write
this. I've given you five half-decent clues across two questions.
I have no idea. I've never heard this before.
So what are you thinking? Come on, guys. Construct something. You're always good at this.
I think there was actually an underwater basketball game going on.
Did you go to liberal arts college with me?
That's underwater basket weaving. Come on.
Well, it interrupted the underwater basket weaving class.
Did they kick them off the court?
UC Berkeley. Yes, exactly.
And then...
Very slowly. Lots of bubbles.
I did hear this story. There was like a big... It was like a big fight between the genders because the guys were doing underwater basket weaving and the girls came in to play underwater basketball.
And they were using the boys' baskets that they were weaving as the hoops.
Yep.
And yeah, and they were using medicine balls because that way the ball sinks.
Is there absinthe in this beer?
Is there who?
Absinthe?
Green fairy time.
Absinthe?
Away with the fairies. You don't know what absinthe is?
No, I have no
idea.
You don't?
Oh.
If you're listening for Hofstra, do not Google it. I don't need you going down that rabbit hole and have your parents getting after me.
Where?
Can you really?
Sorry. I said that way too fast.
Yeah. I think it might be an offline question, folks. Anyway, back to the story in hand.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Before we all get arrested. So we're going for... I'm
underwater
sorry, what
basket,
are we going for?
Underwater basketball.
Underwater basketball.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where does the brawl come in?
There was a fight between the people who were doing underwater basketball and the underwater basket weaving class.
In jerseys?
Huh?
Jerseys?
It was in Jersey.
Oh!
Nice
save. Dwyer, you remember how earlier you said boring? Would you like another go?
That was brutal. So you know how North and South Korea opened up the hotline this past week, right? So
no, they met. They didn't open up a hotline.
They spoke on the phone for the first time in a while. And, of course, Kim Jong-un invited his good friend Dennis Rodman over. And so they decided to have a game of basketball, but because they're so piss poor in North Korea, all they could use were water balloons. And so they had this basketball game with water balloons.
In their basket bras?
Yes, because they tend to be, it's a man's ear, I believe.
It's Dennis Rodman.
Or a bro.
Dennis,
a bro.
Or a bro. Dennis Rodman was the ref. And it
because he could see over all of them.
Into a fight, unfortunately.
Jersey style.
Jersey style, exactly.
High five. You actually, we joked earlier about you giving an award to Bars. I feel like he has to give his crown, temporarily, of making up stories to you.
That is
a fantastic.
That was brilliant. That was
fantastic,
very, very
story.
Good.
Good
yes.
job.
It's completely wrong. But
it is completely wrong, but it will get you a, I think the American term is shit ton of points.
Wait.
So congratulations for that. Well done.
Straight out of the shithole.
This is... Extra points for Norwegians. This is...
I'm actually like 95% Norwegian.
Are you really?
Which part of you isn't?
The Scotch-Irish-English jammed together part.
Oh, the part that gets drunk all the time.
Yeah, that part. Which seems to take up a lot more than 5%
of my time.
That's aggressively trying to take additional percentage. This is a story of a boys' basketball team that had to be kicked out of a Cincinnati area recreational hoops league for wearing uniforms bearing a sexually suggestive team name on the front and racially objectionable names on the back. 4 weeks into the Cincinnati Premier Youth Basketball League season, parents of players on a team from West Claremont, Ohio, saw that the team from Kings Mill, Ohio, against whom their children were playing, was named the Wet Dream Team. They also noticed the names on the backs of the high school-aged boys' jerseys, including phrases like, Negro, oh. K-N-E-E, separate word, G-R-O-W, and coon. Needless to say, one of the parents took a front to this and brought it to the attention of the officials.
Only
the league,
one?
I know, right?
The league subsequently disqualified the team. NAACP got involved and everybody was apologizing. This is my favorite apology because, of course, everybody gets very apologetic in these situations as though butter wouldn't mouth. We had no idea. The team's coach, Walt Gill, apologized to anyone that was offended by the jerseys, noting that the team offered to cover them up or change them. Anyone who was offended by the jerseys.
I'm sorry we got caught.
That's exactly. Yeah. That's. I'm sorry you're offended. Not sorry we did it.
Yeah, and also, by the way, those jerseys are now available on eBay for anyone who's willing to start another team.
There you go.
I would take the Wet Dream Team one.
That's it's hysterical. Just, you know,
racist garbage.
Tell me,
the
parents should... of the other teenage boys, what, they're too scared to talk to them about why they wake up and their bed is soaking wet?
You guys should start a drinking team here in the Springs with that.
Who'd like to hear some points?
You yes! would.
Sure. Okay, guys. Well, Red 5, fantastic first round. Although we were, you know, barely able to stay awake through and through your answers.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We're going to go ahead and give you 25 points. Woo-hoo! Dwyer, you clawed back again, shit ton of points for Dumb and Dumber. You guys just 5 points behind now. 20 points at the end of round one.
Love it.
Nice.
That's not bad.
That's the closest Carrie's ever been after the first round.
I'm usually negative after the first round.
Round two, headlines.
Love this round.
This is one of our newer rounds. Right. This is where we give each team three headlines, two of which are fake, one is accurate.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
Do you make up the fake ones?
No.
Okay, just check it.
No, I source them. I have small Alvin people who run around.
Of course you do. You're British.
Scratch paper and quills and all of that good stuff. Oh gosh, now that
I've had him in Braille one week.
Described that, I actually want that now.
Right. Me too.
Yeah, Braille on my iPad screen.
Yeah. I could do that. I got a pick. We'll just poke holes in the screen.
Anyway, two of the headlines are fake. One of them is not. We asked the teams to determine which is the correct headline. All right, where should we start first? Let's go Red 5.
Okay.
Here are your three headlines. And you're welcome to ask me a question or two about headlines if it would help. More often than not, it doesn't. But let's jump in. First headline, Trump Tower fire was a deep state assassination attempt on the president. Second headline, Great Barrier Reef rising temperatures turning green sea turtles female. Third headline, scientists expect chocolate to go extinct by 2050. So there we go. We have a headline about president.
One
about
turtles. 2049.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's
the most
right.
Awful thing I've ever heard.
This is where we're announcing Carrie's suicide.
Chill ran down my spine.
Carrie's suicide in 2049. What do we think, guys? What are you thinking about those three headlines? What are your initial gut reactions?
Tell us a boring story, Bars.
One
Come
time
on.
There was a boy named Andrew whose mouth just flapped and flapped and flapped. And then people said there was global warming. I couldn't even look at him when I said it. I had to look at the ceiling when I said the whole thing.
So what do we think?
I'm thinking it's chocolate. That's the truth.
I'm thinking
now, Dumb and Dumber, you can
truth.
Jump in if they get it wrong. You
yes.
can jump in.
While there was a fire say? In Trump Tower, yes. it was not an attempted suicide.
No.
Darn it.
What was the second headline?
Sea turtles turning female.
Yes, Great Barrier Reef rising temperatures turning green sea turtles female.
No, that's not true.
I think we're definitely going with that.
No, we're not going with that. We're going with the last one.
You're going with the last one. You're going with the
chocolate
expected to go extinct by 2050.
Yes.
We're going with magic sex change.
Yep.
You're going with the magic.
See, now, the reason I think that that could be true is because for the most part, many women that I have met have always said, can you turn the heat up? So now that it's warmer, they're like, oh, okay, now we can all be women.
If that really worked, if that really
okay.
worked, Bars, could you blame them?
No. Because I would move
I
to Alaska.
I think the world could stand to have a few more women and a few less men currently. Okay, Trump Tower, you're both dispelling
that's,
that.
That's, yes. that's
okay,
false.
And you would both be right to do so. That is a head lie.
Good.
That's inaccurate.
Where did you read that one, though? Who reported
that? Well, I'm not. I don't remember
News.
Where all of these come from, but. sloppy. Yes, no. So we have chocolate and we have.
Turtles.
The turtle story sounds absolutely ridiculous, so clearly it can't be that, other than it is.
Yes!
Woo-hoo!
Damn!
Now, awesome. In fairness...
Thank God we're not going to run out of chocolate.
That's not true.
In fairness to Red 5, the chocolate story was reported widely by some of the major news outlets. In fact, it was a missing...
Like Fox News?
I said news outlets, Carrie. Because it was a misinterpreted science report, which they had to backtrack on, essentially, and say, no, it's we're not saying for sure chocolate will be extinct within 40 years. We're just saying climate change is affecting chocolate crops and blah, blah, blah. So it was out there. It was not a crop.
Yes,
it is. I'm reading.
Okay. Well, they're wrong.
It's not a crop in the form you get it in. I appreciate you don't go to the nearest tree in the backyard and pluck Hershey bars.
God, I wish that.
I know.
Well, not
don't
Hershey bars.
Don't screw with us, Mark. Carrie. Right. Carrie will bite your head off with facts.
Wait, Carrie has her own. She has a basement full of Oompa Loompas.
And I will stand by and watch.
One of them escaped and became president. Where were we? Oh, yes, chocolate.
There's three of them. They're stacked on top of each other.
So for a short while, it was a real headline in that it was being peddled by real news outlets. But again, it was reneged upon and corrected forthwith.
Darn.
But yes, the rising temperatures in the Great Barrier Reef are indeed causing green sea turtles to turn female.
I predicted that would happen 10 years ago, but... You know, people just don't read my stuff. They don't read my blog.
I would have thought it would have been the other way around. If it gotten colder with significant shrinkage.
I'm thinking only the strong survive, so you got to have...
See, the problem, Cole, you're thinking too much. It doesn't work on this show. It really just doesn't.
And see, I'm thinking we could take, like...
Didn't he just say, don't think too much? And then you're like, I'm thinking.
But I'm thinking we could take women that we really like and throw them in the water there and make the water cold and turn them into awesome men, you know, if you date men instead of women.
That sounds like a Me Too story.
That's totally like Black Mirror right there.
Right?
Which is a great show. Oh, what a great recommendation. Great show. All right, so Dumb and Dumber.
Woo-hoo!
Well done for snagging those points. Let's see if you can accrue some of your own. Here's your first headline. Teens are eating laundry detergent for the Tide Pod Challenge.
All right.
Pod?
Tide Pod Challenge. They're actually making Oreo cookies flavored that now.
California's...
Nougat Center. Sorry, go on.
Too late.
California's biblical disasters were punishment for embracing Satan, says Dolly Parton.
Satan?
Can we not say it too many times? Because I think you say it three times in a row, it conjures him up. And Trump orders to remove...
And I don't need to see my ex-wife. You could just edit that out.
Trump orders to remove Obama highway name and get back the previous name of Old Dixie Highway.
Okay, the only one of those three that I've heard, there's definitely something going on about eating pods, Tide Pods. So either that's out there.
So is it like we've moved from bath salts to Tide Pods
maybe
now?
It's like a cinnamon challenge, except with Tide Pods.
Why
but
are
that's
kids
out
so
there.
Stupid?
Oh, we don't have time for that. Okay.
You just went with sea turtles changing sex.
That's true.
Yeah.
So...
It's totally that. We got to go with the
No, time. they're eating pods. For some reason, they're eating pods.
I think
that's the only one I've heard of.
Well, I think we go with that one.
Okay, so we have laundry detergent pods. We have the biblical disasters. Dolly Parton saying it was for embracing Satan. And we have
that's
Trump wanting
time.
To change the highway back to Old Dixie.
My new karaoke song is a Dolly Parton cover.
Is that right?
That's very timely.
Mark, I noticed that you said laundry detergent instead of Tide. Is that because... Tide is not sponsoring this podcast. Why won't you say Tide?
I'm lashing out.
Tide, would you
Tide
like to sponsor
challenge?
This podcast? Please find us on the Twitter.
Yeah, because you know what? We need to be cleaned up.
Clean your dirty mouth with Tide.
So what are we going with, guys? Dumb and Dumber? We're going with the pods?
Pods.
You're going with the pods.
So
okay.
Are we?
Yeah.
Losers.
So as much as we'd like maybe for this to be the story, Trump is not trying to change the name of a highway back to Old Dixie.
Not
does
yet.
Seem the most likely of the three stories, but yeah, not currently. So we're left with the Tide Pod Challenge and Dolly Parton conjuring up Satan, which is a fantastic sentence in and of itself.
I'm trying to figure out where he'd come out. I've got all sorts of images.
If pods are the right answer, the points will go.
Right, so why would you guys
choose
pods?
Because it's right.
It is right.
But you can't get points for that. In fact, you're going to lose points for that.
Probably, but whatever you say. I don't care.
And it is right.
Yes!
I think that might be the first time a team has gotten both the headlines.
Yes, I think that is.
Well done. Congratulations.
In the 30-year history of Whistle Stop Week.
Actually, no, I do have to say, I do have to say that I'm rather proud of my 16-year-old for telling one of his friends that he's a complete and utter idiot.
Yes.
Because for
because his friend approached him saying, hey, do you want to try this? And
so are you guys familiar with little pods?
I mean, it's kind of like having your mouth washed out with soap on purpose.
It looks like candy. And that's the issue. And they used to have a problem with little kids eating these things because they looked like candy.
Like birth control. They have that
teenagers,
problem too.
Yeah. Now teenagers are like, hey, we should do that.
So kids are eating these little squishy jelly Tide pods that you would typically put in your laundry. It's a challenge on YouTube and it's getting a little out of hand. Although authorities did say that the participants' browns were whiter than white.
I can't. I will quote Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I weep for the future.
Do we now owe them money?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for that.
So and does it hurt them, the Tide, or they're just stupid?
No, I think
you end up having to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
If you're eating that but don't know how to do a load of laundry, how stupid are you at this point?
So speaks a mother. Very good. End of round two. Points are even. 45 apiece. Congratulations.
Shameful.
Absolutely shameful.
I can't possibly allow Carrie to be in the lead by the end of round two, which set a terrible precedent. Fine, you are 46. There you go. Round three. That was the week that was my favourite round, as regular listeners to the show will know. This is where we take two historical news articles.
Oh, that means they're more than a year old?
It means they're within the last... just about 100 years.
Okay.
Or so.
Yeah,
or in the 80s. Now, Darcy's not here, so no, they could be from any time period, but typically within the last 100 years. And we ask our teams to determine what year the headline was posted.
1984!
I like your style. I like coming in early there.
And you know it's a real confidence booster when your teammate is just sitting here going, oh, shit. I don't watch the History Channel or Discovery.
Koba, I'm not sure it's going to help with your memory to continue drinking the beer.
It's only Yakuza specials.
And speaking of beer, Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
Prohibition takes effect. What year?
I blocked that out. It's like the worst part of history.
Okay, I'm... pretty sure that was the 30s.
I love we're not going with any of the wars or the civil rights movement or any of that. Prohibition.
No. It was in the 20s.
It
I
was
think.
The 20s. So because
mid to late 20s, I would say.
Yeah, because Bristol has a prohibition party and the theme is to dress in the 20s. So I guarantee that's a fact to back this up.
Little known fact, it actually caused the Great Recession, the Great Depression, lack of alcohol. Keep drinking, kids.
So prohibition in the 20s.
We do not endorse this message.
By kids, I mean. Of age adults.
21 and older.
Right. Yes. Exactly. The dumb 21-year-olds eating Tide Pods.
So, who survive eating Tide
Drink
Pods.
Drink beer, learn to do laundry.
Wash it down with a beer.
So I'm thinking mid to late 20s. What are you thinking?
24.
Okay.
1924.
Blammo.
1920 of the four. Okay.
And we only need to be within 20 years, so I'm pretty
sure. I shall say, in my standard condescending fashion, good guess.
Oh, bitch.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong. I just, in the interests of interest, I'd like to see what the other team has to say. So, Red 5, 1924, are they on the money or do you have a different guess?
I'm thinking it's 1921. Honestly, I think they're on the money, but I can't say that out loud because then Dwyer will tell me I'm boring.
Do you understand how microphones work?
I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
So, we have 1924, Dumb and Dumber, 1921, Red 5... points for proximity. You know, I'm so glad I gave you that extra point because they've gone ahead and clawed it back. It isn't 21, but it is 1919.
Oh, wow.
How the hell can you throw a 20s-themed prohibition party then and have to be dressed in the aughts?
Because prohibition lasted was it 13, 14 years? So the bulk of it was during the 20s.
Well, I think that should be points.
I think you should take that up with Bristol.
You know what? She wants points because she dresses right for the party. That's all she's going for. And she's batting her eyes at you.
No, I'm trying not to look directly at her. 1919.
That is shocking. In fact, I don't even believe it. There you go. That's a fake fact.
Fake news.
Fake fact.
I don't know who makes history books anymore, but I'll be sure to email all of them.
Nobody
has
it. It's all on Wikipedia, so everyone makes history books.
Okay,
the fucking kids that are eating Tide Pods.
Here's where we earn crazy points, people. Tell me what amendment it was that made the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors or beverage or for beverage purposes illegal. What amendment was that?
Amendment X, but they call it 10.
I'll give you a clue. It's in the teens.
That's what I said.
It's 19. 17. It's the 19th Amendment.
Close. It's not 19. 17. It's not 17.
Oh, 18.
It is 18. Yes, well done, Red 5. 18. Ratified January 16th, 1919. But the bulk of it did take place during the 20s. So.
Okay, that was over 100 years ago, and we were then within 5
it's
years.
Not, we don't know. We don't know how mics work.
You don't
we
remember
don't
when
know
that happened?
I need to get more intelligent panelists. Cobra can stay.
I've been telling you that
the rest
forever,
of you are...
And you keep
having
him back. I don't know what the hell your problem
is. We're on prohibition.
I don't call him.
We need to move the studio.
Yeah, you think?
That's just what needs to happen. So why did prohibition come into effect? What were the causes?
Because chicks were getting drunk.
Mafia.
Getting drunk and
Mafia.
Easy.
Mafia.
It's the same reason they stopped selling Zima back in the days.
I said, Bar said something that might be interesting.
Mafia.
I know, but Dwyer, we need to hear this.
Like, what? No.
Mafia.
Yes.
How do you mean?
Well, they were just—they were making so much money legally and illegally, and they were running stuff and blah 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 blah. I'm going to go on and be boring here.
I don't have that down here as my answer. Although,
so go ahead.
Although they certainly did make both hay and bathtub gin while the sun shone once prohibition kicked in, because underground liquor production, of course, took off and essentially made prohibition worthless after about 12,
I will note
years.
Boring quote of the day. After prohibition, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Division of the government kicked in and said, well, if we can't have alcohol, then we want marijuana.
Ah.
And I'm not kidding. And Dow Corporation actually said, include hemp in that because we have more money in cotton and other synthetic fibers. So
okay, this is too much learning, people.
I just remember a very unattractive old woman who was a religious zealot being all about prohibition.
Absolutely.
And I say that just because she did give me the
And they did. They were a very powerful political force. There were a couple of different societies, one of which,
God?
I can't remember the lady's name.
She had a sign. They had a sign that said... Lips that touch liquor will not touch ours. And these were women who no one would touch. So I don't know why that was a big problem.
Dating move.
Whenever I hear
total
the word liquor, it reminds me of a fantastic t-shirt. Have you seen the t-shirt that has the bottles of alcohol on the front and the poker chips on the back? I think you pick it up in Vegas most commonly. And it says liquor up front, poker in the rear.
Oh, there's a great...
You're welcome, kids.
Like,
you're welcome.
Eskimo Joe's used to have
yes,
those.
Yes,
yes. Eskimo
yes,
Joe's.
Eskimo Joe's is quality.
God.
Okay, right. For additional points, anyone know who the president was at the time? Who actually vetoed?
Woodrow Wilson.
Very good. Well done, yes.
You voted for him, didn't you?
He still has a sticker on his carriage.
He was my dad.
Yes, he actually vetoed prohibition, but it got pushed through nonetheless.
What was the first state to ratify the amendment to get rid of it?
I don't know. I don't have that here.
Utah.
Well, it doesn't surprise
what?
Me.
I know.
That would have been my guess. All right, so we know that prohibition...
Utah was a state then?
Yes.
It was in a state then, yes. As it remains today. Sorry, any Utah listeners. One thing prohibition did give us was a slew of wonderful cocktails. I mentioned this earlier. What was the one alcohol that really exploded during the prohibition time?
Gin.
It was
points.
Gin. Yeah, absolutely points. No gin, but points.
Gin, points. Yeah.
Do we know why? Why did gin take off more than any other alcohol?
Easy to make?
Very easy to make, yes. So the term...
So you can make it out of trees and you didn't need Tide Pods.
I said a phrase earlier, kind of a catchphrase. Anyone catch it?
No one listened.
Bathtub gin.
No, I know.
Bathtub gin.
Bathtub gin, absolutely. It could be made very, very easily in a bathtub, very quickly.
Well, no one took showers or baths back then, so they used the tubs for
something. Didn't need
a
bath or anything else. And it required no aging, so it could be turned around very quickly. Anyone know some of the cocktails that sprung up during Prohibition time?
The gimlet.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes, yep, that remains with us today. I don't have that here, but it very, very well could do.
The aviation.
Anyone heard of a gin Ricky?
Oh, yeah, it's got
yes.
lime in it.
It has got lime in it, yes. Ricky is bourbon, excuse me, Ricky-flavoured bourbon over gin. It has lime and salsa and one or two other things.
Probably
sidecar?
A gin and tonic.
Familiar with a sidecar?
Oh, I forget what's in a sidecar.
Cognac, triple sec, and lemon juice.
That's why I forgot what
Bee's
was in
Bee's knees is another one with gin, honey, hence the bee piece, lemon juice and orange juice. I love this. Corpse Reviver. That sounds like something Carrie would order, doesn't it?
I think they have that at Brooklyn's.
Yeah, really?
I think they do.
We should try ordering that.
Where is that for breakfast?
Shit, I thought it was a Bloody Mary with an oyster in it, though.
So Corpse Reviver contains cognac, brandy, sweet vermouth. And they actually have a number two, a Corpse Reviver number two. I guess if the first one doesn't get you up. Gin, lemon juice, triple sec, Lillet, and absinthe! Yay!
Absinthe what?
Anyway, and then my favourite of all, Hanky Panky. This is gin, sweet vermouth, two dashes of Fernet Branca liqueur, and it was created at the Hotel Savoy in London, where celebrated actor Sir Charles Hawtrey, upon taking his first sip, exclaimed, "By Jove, this is a real Hanky Panky."
So wait a minute, let me get this straight. Dwyer, you're not giving him shit for being boring? Because what I think he's doing right now is he's creating another podcast called Here's How to Make Drinks, Kids.
I'm hoping that all the kids at Hofstra are taking notes, is what I'm hoping. So, and if you can get a hold of Absinthe, let me know where. Anyway, as I mentioned, 14 years later, 1933, the 21st Amendment to the Constitution was passed, repealing prohibition. Okay, Red 5.
Yes.
The Euro debuts what year?
That was like early 30s, I think.
The Euro sub? Is that what you said?
The Euro currency. Oh,
I'm referring on you to this one.
So guys, just try and throw them off.
I know
they
this
should,
one.
They should the need Euro, to be within
I know
a
this
year.
One.
I just, all I got to do is angle my head just right. Dwyer Neville see again and he'll be quiet.
You should be, because this was just like 8 years
it?
Ago.
Didn't they
so.
Just undo it too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was with Brexit. They undid
Brexit.
It.
They need to give the month too, right? Because this was so recent. And your answer is
1974.
Boring.
1970. Is that your answer, guys?
Sure.
Is COVID, do you agree with that?
I am going to, because I have no earthly clue.
Okay.
Me too.
So 1974.
Way too long ago.
I can't.
Way
I,
too
I
long
can't
ago.
Even give them my condescending good
no,
guess.
No, you
on
can't.
That
it was way too long. It was the 90s.
Did you go to primary school in England?
Yes.
Because you don't know jack squat.
Now, Andrew.
About the European Union.
So we are talking about the euro, the currency.
I sat next to Boris
about
Johnson.
The euro, the currency. You know that, right?
Not the European Union.
Not
but
the European Union.
Okay.
So do you have another guess?
94.
94. Oh, we go from 74 to 94. That's quite the jump.
That we already guessed. We already guessed the 90s.
Okay. You know, but it doesn't mean you get all of the 90s, Carrie. You have now ring fenced the 90s like Darcy
so
does the 80s.
What if it lasts like through? Like the bulk of it happened in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like the bulk of the use like, of the
it,
use
it,
of
it did happen in the 90s.
Yeah, it did.
So 94 is actually a good guess.
I think 94 is
and
a little
could
too
be,
late.
Yeah, that's what
it
I was thinking.
It could be on
though.
The money, right?
It could be
first
on...
time I've said that. And it would be accurate.
I think it's a little bit late. We're on 92. We're on 92.
Okay, 92.
Yeah.
So we have 94 for Red 5. 92.
Actually, their answer was 74 plus 94. That's okay.
That's like
94 versus 92. Again, as always, points for proximity. Oh, it breaks my tiny heart to say Red 5. 1999.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. It was that late?
It was that recent. Yes.
We were so worried about Y2K here that we had.
That's not a clue. How much bottled water did you have? You had like an entire room for bottled water.
Yes, this was the first time since the 9th century that Europe is united with a common currency when the euro debuts as a financial unit in investment markets on January 4th, 1999.
No. Wow.
Oh, I was there.
Okay, extra points, guys. Do we know how many European nations were part of the inaugural launch?
It's got to be 19. I mean, everything else has been 19 today.
A million T!
The answer is who cares?
Plus.
Correct. Well, England wasn't one of them, so correct.
I'd go around 19.
You're 19?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
No, come on, Koba.
It's your answers.
No.
Let's let...
19 is a good guess. It's not right.
It's we'll let, no, it's 23.
Let Boring 5 nope. answer and then get
15.
Help.
15.
It's
got to be more.
It's in the teens. It's in the teens.
Oh, so it can't be more than 19 and still be in the teens.
17. 13.
Lower.
14.
Lower.
17. Lower. 13. 12.
Yes.
12 is not a teen.
Oh, no, it's not, is it?
All right, we're trading our team name to the host.
Dumb, Dumber, and Dumbest.
Oh, my goodness.
19, 12,
I proposed myself to be the smart one at the table, and that illusion has just been shattered. Utterly shattered. Yes, 12. Gotcha. Sorry, I'll give points to both teams.
Yes.
Can I name them?
For all the good it'll do you.
Can you name all 12?
Yeah, no, give me as many. You know, I'm going to give
you... United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru.
Okay, give me as many as you can.
West Carolina, Honduras.
Red 5. Do you have any countries for me?
Portugal, Spain, France, Germany.
Absinthe.
Spain.
Let's see.
Do you hear what I said? Spain.
Sweden.
No.
Ireland.
No. Yes, yes.
Greenland.
Ireland, no.
China.
Bars, close to home.
Belgium.
Those shitholes in Africa.
South China.
Switzerland.
You've got one so far. He's got six guys.
Switzerland.
What do we have so far? You said France, Germany, Ireland,
Luxembourg.
Italy. Luxembourg. Portugal, Spain.
I didn't know that.
I think the only ones we're missing, guys, are Austria and Greece. I think anyone said Greece.
No, yeah.
That was time well spent.
Well, thank you very much.
That really was.
It was for them, Andrew. Not so much for you.
I feel much smarter.
That was sad.
As a result.
12 countries representing over 300 million people launched the currency in hopes of increasing European integration and economic growth.
They should have just gone to the dollar.
Well,
yeah, that works
so
well for Venezuela.
Notable countries in Europe that did not...
England.
Correct. Points. Or Great Britain, yeah. I think maybe somebody mentioned this country.
Those are two different things?
Country earlier. Nordic country. Actually, both of them are... Well, one's...
Switzerland.
Finland. Finland.
No, Norway. Begins with S. So
Norway. Greenland. Norway.
Norwegianlandish.
Norwegian land.
Swedenland.
Sweden and Denmark, yes. Anyway, in 2004, 10 more countries jumped on board. Cyprus, Czech Republic, Estonia, Hungary, Latvia, Lithuania, Malta, Poland, Slovakia, and
Slovenia.
So glad
you named those.
Hey, I don't want anyone feeling left out. We don't know how many listeners we have from Latvia or Slovakia.
Okay, good.
Do you really want to upset the Slovak nation?
We accept all nations.
We do. We are open borders here. So, talking of the dollar... The euro promised to give the dollar a run for its money in the new global economy, and it did close on its opening day at a robust 1.17 US dollars. Highest it's ever been is 140, lowest it's ever been is a little over a dollar. The US dollar is a very strong currency. In fact, it's the most traded currency globally, but it is not the strongest. There are 9 currencies. And no, we're not going to list every single damn one of them.
Bitcoin.
That's what I was just going to say.
No, Bitcoin is not
the pound.
Is one of them, yeah.
Yes,
pound is in at 5.
What was the question?
Stronger currencies.
The franc.
We've been talking about one non-stop for the last 5 minutes.
The yen. The European
The euro, yeah. The euro comes in at number 8. Would it surprise you to know that the top 4 currencies are all from the Middle East?
No, not at all, because they're printed in oil.
There you go. Yep.
So, like,
number 4 is a Jordanian.
Chickens?
Number 4 is the Jordanian dinar. 3 is the Omani rial. 2, Bahraini dinar, and number 1. If anyone gets number 1, you win the competition on the spot.
The Saudi Arabia money.
Hedgehog.
The Saudi Arabian hedgehogs. That sounds like a cricket team. Red 5, any ideas?
No, I have no idea.
It's the Kuwaiti dinar, which comes in at a whopping $3.32.
Which is why we invaded.
Exactly. Okay, guys, points.
Woohoo!
Oh, I mean, how do I possibly balance this one out?
You don't.
Dumb and Dumber, you're at 60. Red 5, currently at 75.
Woohoo!
Come on, guys. Not all is lost. It's our final round. Last call. This is where we rattle through headlines of the last couple of weeks. Removing a word or words, asking you to replace them either with the correct word or phrase or something better and funnier.
Or for you, Red 5, something more boring.
You want me to go for boring?
I want you to.
Okay,
I will go. Stick with what got you.
Trump lawyer arranged $130,000 payment for adult film stars. What?
Boob job.
Panties. Silence.
Coba, was that a plea then or was that an answer?
They were like the Victoria's Secret panties, though. The ones that they have released
with
at Christmas with crusted with diamonds.
I'm thinking Merkin.
This was for the silence of adult film star Stephanie Clifford, with whom Trump allegedly...
What's your screen name?
I was about to ask you.
Sloppy Stephanie.
Closer, Stormy Daniels.
Whose screen name was Steve Bannon. I should laugh at my own jokes. That just came to me. Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels. Oh, yes, yes. Yes. I love this. I saw this on Twitter. Jess Dweck, who's a TV writer for the Jimmy Fallon Show. You should follow her on Twitter. Great stuff. At the Dweck said, the craziest thing about money being paid to keep sex with Donald Trump a secret is that it wasn't the woman paying. Love that. Hawaii residents wake up to false alarm of imminent what?
Visit of Trump.
No, he had an issue with the embassy there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
he didn't want to go to Hawaii.
Godzilla.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Really good.
That is really good.
This very is a good. That's a, this is a crazy story. Isn't though. Can you imagine waking up? It's like, what was that? What was the radio thing they played on Christmas?
Well,
or something like
War of the Worlds.
Yeah, War of the Worlds.
And then they had that little notification come up on all your devices.
Oh my god!
I mean, that is so scary.
Yep.
So yeah, they're obviously the right answer, as we all know, is missile attack. People in Hawaii woke up last Saturday to emergency alerts sent to their mobile phones and broadcast on radio and TV, warning of an imminent ballistic missile attack.
This is not a drill.
Indeed, yes, a very, very scary. Anyway, it took 38 minutes.
I would have drank all my absinthe then.
All of those Tide Pods, we don't need
that. Exactly. Going out my way.
And then I would have snapped
it. They knew
it
was wrong after 3 minutes. Yeah. They didn't send out a correction for 38.
Yep. H&M apologizes for featuring who wearing coolest monkey?
Donald Trump.
Davy Jones.
Yes! Oh, you're on fire on this show. Where have you been the entire night? Do we know the correct answer?
African American boy.
Yes. This is fashion retailer H&M apologizing on Monday for featuring a black child modeling a hoodie with a coolest monkey in the jungle slogan.
You know what's even worse? You know what's even worse? There was a white kid further down the ad that had a hoodie that said Jungle Survivor.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Dead serious.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Plane in Turkey skids off runway and what?
Loses a drumstick.
I was going to say ends up in a deli sandwich.
I was going to safe at third.
Very good. I don't know if you guys saw this story.
Oh yeah,
I did. The plane in Turkey that skidded off the runway and dangled over a cliff. It actually went over the cliff.
Who builds an airport on a cliff?
What angle would you estimate that cliff was at? 45 degrees?
It was about 35.
Points
yeah.
directly down to the
was
sea.
Was it one of those where they're like, everyone in the front of the plane, get to the back?
Yes,
and they're trying to, like,
it literally was that.
So.
It was like every Nicolas Cage movie yes. that has ever happened on a plane.
Yeah, exactly.
It was the Italian job. Have you seen the Italian job? Oh, magnificent.
Assume the crash positions. Kids at Hofstra, go ahead and watch Airplane this
so
weekend.
So if you haven't seen the image of this, you need to go online and just Google plane, turkey, skid runway or whatever.
Oh,
some
be
combination.
Careful with skid.
Plane, fine, turkey, skid marks, runway.
And look at the image because it's one that will make you double take. You'll look at it and you go, that's fake. And then you look at it again, you realize, no, it's accurate. Amazingly, the 168 people on board all were taken off the aircraft safely.
Was this a commercial plane? Because didn't Trump say that there would never be another commercial plane accident as long as he was president?
Well, it's not his country, to be fair.
Well,
not that he really much cares about borders until he tries to put walls up.
He doesn't
up,
know but. Where Turkey is.
He just thinks that's something
that comes
around once
a year. If it's not on his hamburger,
Crown could what?
Cut a bitch.
Queen Elizabeth says.
Crush her skull.
I'm just envisaging Queen Elizabeth saying that, and that does tickle me.
I want to hear it in her accent.
I can't possibly do that.
Please?
I would be imprisoned immediately. It'd be like reproducing her image on money. I'm not allowed to do it.
Is it break her
what
neck?
What is it? I have no idea.
Where
break
did you
her neck
that from?
I don't know.
Wow.
I spend a lot of time in between music looking at weird shit on the internet. To be honest.
She's so they don't have any filters on your...
And I love her. I want her for grandma, so...
Koba, the consummate professional.
I don't know about
always
that.
Focused on her show.
Exactly.
While leafing through her newspaper.
I'm looking for content, man. I don't care what it is. That's how you get looking at stuff.
Hey, did you hear about that Queen Elizabeth? Bitch said it cut. yes, no, Koba is right. The crown could break your neck, Queen Elizabeth says. She was sharing memories of her own coronation in a BBC documentary when she was talking about the Imperial State Crown, which her father actually wore before her. and was adjusted to accommodate her head, although she did rather amusingly say that her and her father shared the same shaped head. She said that once you put the crown on, it stays on. You can't look down to read the speech. You'd have to take it, you have to take the speech up, because if you did look down, your neck would break. And the crown would fall off. I guess it's incredibly heavy. All those diamonds are incredibly heavy.
I think they should put it on Prince Charles' head right now.
Well, his ears would support it regardless.
That's
of
true, yeah. He was talking about the carriage and how uncomfortable it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my heart bleeds.
It's made out of, like, matchbook.
Anyway.
Something. She was. I thought it was actually a pumpkin. Yeah, I was going to go with that. She said the suspension sucked. I'm like, it was the 50s and it was Britain. Of course it sucked. Everything they fucking made in those days was bad. Am I right, Trevor?
Hey, hey.
What?
Yeah, that's probably right. Ex-soccer star King George Weah wins what?
Isn't this
Grammys.
Football?
Yeah.
Best last name ever.
Right, no doubt, right? No?
Nobody cares.
Oh, Dwyer, I was waiting for that. Aww. You might get points for that, or I might take them away. Depends what kind of mood I'm in by the end of the round. I guess, suppose you guys haven't heard the story. So,
really?
What? No, sir, this guy is a big deal.
Right in NFL playoff
this
time.
Guy is,
plays soccer.
This guy is essentially the African Pele.
He was that guy in that movie Somebody Victory with Sylvester Stallone and Michael Caine.
Kobe, you know that word you asked whether we could use or not? You can use it now to describe
Dwyer. I can use motherfucker now.
Dwyer,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Just asking.
Former soccer star George Weah won Liberia's presidential runoff election and will succeed incumbent Ellen Johnson Sirleaf next month.
I think they settled that election, though, with penalty kicks?
I mean, we had Jesse the Body Ventura win election in Minnesota. Yeah. I mean, it's not that
Arnold
much different.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the Ronald country's Reagan. First democratic transition in over 70 exactly. years. And Weah's third run at the presidency since 2005.
So it took him three times. It only took Trump once. According to Trump's math. Whereas
yes, he
the first
does.
Time
he
didn't count.
Anyway, he was a big cheese. In soccer, he played for Milan, Monaco, Marseille, Man City, Chelsea. He was the African Footballer of the Year, the FIFA World Footballer of the Year, and the Ballon d'Or winner, which is the highest honour an individual can receive in the game. Trump cancels London visit over what?
Bad teeth.
Per emails.
Yeah.
Bad embassy deal.
I was this like, bad was food?
Just
no.
Bad beer.
Sorry, bad.
This story just rankled in so many different ways. But nobody wanted to go there, just so we're all clear. Yeah,
nobody
wanted
him there, and he's
there.
Like, well, I'm not going to go
there. I think they
had
a parade as soon as he canceled.
Yeah,
like,
I think you're right.
He tried to palm off, like, and it was the fact that obviously, the old embassy had been sold. The new embassy
was
a
bad deal.
Location.
Obama did it, except for
the
Bush did it.
The new embassy was a La Quinta instead
but
of
old, the old embassy paid for the new embassy, as well as all the security upgrades, which could not be done on the old embassy because they couldn't be retrofitted because of the age of the building, blah, blah, blah. So, gosh, every single episode, it feels like I say some variation of the following sentence. This guy's an utter twat. Finally, Oprah Winfrey accepts award at Golden Globes with...
pizzazz.
Is
with
the
presidential
right
acceptance.
Dan
presidential,
fine speech.
Presidential acceptance speech.
Another millionaire that wants to run the country.
Yes.
Or maybe she didn't want to, but she was getting...
She was getting egged on.
There was there's a great line from SNL, you know, oh, I thought I smelled lavender and money.
So this was her inspiring speech, which I don't watch Golden Globes.
Me
but
too.
So much fuss was made over this. I went and watched this on YouTube. If you haven't, I think all of our panelists can agree you should.
No.
It was phenomenal. It was speech of the ages. She accepted the Cecil B. DeMille Award, the first black woman to do so, and said, part of her speech, she said, "For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared speak their truth to the power of those men. But their time is up. And when that new day finally dawns, it will be because of a lot of magnificent women, many of whom are right here in this room tonight, and some pretty phenomenal men fighting hard to make sure they become the leaders who take us to the time when nobody ever has to say, me too, again." And her full 8-minute speech is available on Spotify if you aren't able to check it out on YouTube for whatever reason. So there you go.
You
didn't right.
do the Oprah voice once.
You get a car. You get a car.
Is there an Oprah voice that I don't know about?
Definitely not that.
No.
You get a car. You get a car.
Now, just for that, you'll get sympathy points, Carrie.
I'll just keep
might
my
not
mouth
be
shut.
Enough, but still.
If you keep your mouth shut, then I can't give you more points.
Scores at the end of the game. Well, that was an excellent round. Dwyer, in particular, you pulled it out of the fire. Did you do enough, though?
Hell yeah!
Did you draw your team
Remember
level?
Remember cut a bitch. Remember cut a bitch.
Did That's you right. maybe even?
Don't blame Carrie for me.
Get out ahead. Final points. Dumb and Dumber. 95!
Ooh, I've never gotten in the 90s before.
We're at 5!
It has to be a 5.
97!
Yes!
Shut up!
So sorry. So sorry. Nice effort, though. Nice effort.
Carrie, do you want to win? Do you want to win? Do you want
to
win?
I'm not willing to do anything.
No, I was just asking, do you want to win?
We have a Matt Lauer moment on our
no,
list.
Shut up!
Is there any pity points for that?
Thank you so much to Required Radio.
That sounded like Bart Simpson.
Blog Talk Radio. I've got to get through this, guys. And Trilex Radio, who air our show 9 o'clock on Saturdays and cover the Monument area, but also online, so you can listen to them anywhere on the globe. Thanks to those folks for carrying our show. Feel free to hit us up on Facebook or Twitter at WSW Show, or email us feedback, ideas, or alternative facts at WSWShow@gmail.com. Thank you to our panelists, Carrie and Andrew.
Woohoo!
Baz and Koba.
Koba.
And we're going to leave you with a quote from author Jennifer Wright, again from Twitter. Definitely worth a follow. At Jen Ashley Wright, who says, "The Me Too movement isn't a witch hunt. At best, it's a public warlock tagging program." I've been your host, Mark Turner. This has been your Whistle Stop Week. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Woo!